Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichku today.
Lift those hands and worship him with your spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. Ketoje de libre getoja. Lebre de kaya la de zunda libre getoja taya. Le gara de zunda libre getayanda kusha taya. Le ra de zunda libre getoja in the libre getoja. Le yala de kaya la de zunda libre getoja getaya. Ligere de tonte galire bregetoja in the libre gadesha. Le bala kaya la boz in the libre getoja taya. Libre de kaya. Bring a sacrifice upon this altar. Bring a sacrifice upon this altar. If you came to worship, worship. If you came to worship, worship. Ligere tosi kaya, libre de zunde lire pregato zunde kaya, le baya kate zunde ya kate, e palegre predo zuteya, ligaya la do zunde libre ge posa kata, le brade kaya la braga. Toshete, libre de core de sunda libre ge pota, le baya kate zutea, ligea la goshete a la gadea, le baya kate zute, lae pori de sunda libre ge pota, libre ge tozidea, libre ge tozidea, ligere de zutea la bragadea, libere gado zutea la bragadesha, ligere bredo zutea, libre ge pori de ge bredesha taya, le brade ka. La braga baba baba, libre de sute ya la braga baba baba, libre que para dos sute ya la braga des, e paya la braga baba dos, le braga de kaya la braga des, ataya graba dos, libre que pore sute ya graba hata, worship in the spirit, worship in the spirit, libere garuja te, libre que paya gades, libre que riga para des, e paya la braga des, ata, le braga le. Sutayakata, libre que bori dos atea, lebra de a la braga baba baba, lebra la baya garabato, libre que de kaya la braga desh, lebra de zunde libre que desh, libre a garadesh ataya, libre que de a la baya de katosha, lebra de sutoya, lebra ya de kaya la braga desh, e para de kara de kara de, libre que bos atea, lebra de kaya la braga desh, e para.
Oh, lift your hands everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in your church. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name and mighty name we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Have your seats. We are still praying. I want you to turn your Bibles to John chapter 20, verse 1. How many of us came here to encounter God today? Raise your hand. Ask yourself a question. Call yourself by your name. Say, Mr. David. So why are you here in church today? The why you're here will determine the what you receive. Expectation is the seed for manifestation. What you're expecting determines what God releases to you. So close your eyes wherever you are. Ask yourself that question again. One more time. Say, Mr. David. Call yourself by your name. Say, Mr. David. Why are you here today? What must you receive today from the Lord Himself? Thank you, Lord. Oh, I know why I'm here. Kaya da satana. Your presence makes me whole. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence makes me. Touched me. Oh, he touched me. And I know what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me, he touched me. Oh yes, he touched me. And I know what joy that fills my soul. Yes, Lord. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. For your presence makes me whole. Yes, Lord. For your presence makes me whole. Lord, for your presence makes me whole. Jesus, we love you. We bless you. As the deep panted for the water, so my soul longed after you. You alone at my desire and I know to worship you. You are the desire of all nations. As the deep panted for the waters of my soul, long and I after you. Oh Lord, you are Lord at my heart, desire my Lord to worship you.
Your name, glory.
glorify your name, Lord. You glorify your name in our lives, in our homes, in your church, in this gathering today, in our cities, Lord, in our towns, Lord, in the urban areas, in the suburban areas, in the hinterlands, all over the nations of the earth, let your name alone be glorified. We give you glory. We give you praise. We worship your Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we worship. John chapter 20, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples. He showed himself once. But he is the incomprehensible God. The incomprehensible God. Who can fully search his riches, his ways are past understanding. The more we know him, the more he reveals of himself. Oh! The depths and the heights. Oh, the length and the height and the width of his love, which surpasses all knowledge, which is beyond all gnosis or knowledge. After these things, Jesus showed himself. Hear me. Jesus Christ reveals himself to men. And no one can know him until he reveals himself. And to the level he reveals himself is to the level a man can know him. No man can know him until he reveals himself to the man. And to the level he reveals himself, to that level a man knows him. So what you know of God today, it's only the revelation you have of him. In this way, he showed himself. In this way, he showed himself. So as we are wrapping up the year, and we are reflecting, why celebrating? You know, those two have to walk hand in hand. They have to be two sides of the same coin. We give thanks. We rest. We recreate ourselves. We laugh. We spend time with friends and family. And we celebrate. And especially, purposefully, because of the reason for the season. Because of the gift that God gave. So we commemorate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is. But while we're doing that, we're also reflecting, because a year is wrapping up. The year as we know it, 2024, is wrapping up. It's now the old. And something new is coming forth. 2025 is beginning. There is a new about to emerge. And so, while we reflect about the new,
what has gone right with the year 2024 and what should go better and what should go better in the year 2025. While we reflect on these things, what may not have worked in the year 2024 and what must change, while we begin to yearn and desire that the year 2025 will not be the continuation of the old, but will be the emergence of the new. That God will launch us into new dimensions, into prophetic dimensions, spoken of us before the foundation of the earth, that we've not even experienced. That God will launch us into new places. While we reflect on that, you must know that it takes revelation. Hear what I mean to say. It takes revelation for the new to be bettered. The year coming will not be a new year until there is a new word. Until there is a new dimension of the revelation of God. Life continues at a plane. Hear me. Life continues at a plane until a man receives a fresh word, until a man receives a fresh revelation. So see what I've been doing. Father, I thank you for all that you've done in my life in the year 2024. I thank you for how you've revealed yourself to me in the year 2024. But I know there is more. There is more. This is not all there is to you. All I have known of you, all I have encountered of you, and all I have seen of you, and all I have received of you is not all there is. Everybody shout, there is more. How many of you are going for more? How many of you want more? Are you sure? How many of you want the year coming 2025 to be a continuation of this year? How many of you want that? How many of you want it to be a new dimension year? Are you ready? Then you must position yourself to receive a fresh revelation. After these things, he showed himself again. He showed himself before. They've encountered him before. But this time around, he's showing himself again. Thank you. And let's see how he showed himself. Keep moving. Verse 2. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we are going to go with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night, they caught nothing. Somebody said, that night, they caught nothing. Somebody is again, say it again. That night they caught nothing. Verse 4. But when the morning had come, there is always a morning. Tell your neighbor, there is always a morning. Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Wow. These are seven men, hear me, who went with Jesus everywhere he went. Who walked with Jesus. This is the same Peter and the same John that when the scribes and the rulers of Israel arrested them, And they saw their boldness. The Bible said when they looked at them, they recognized they had been with Jesus. These men have so been with Jesus that others will recognize they have been with Jesus. These men slept where he slept, ate what he ate, went where he went, been with him all the while. But now he's revealing himself in a dimension they've never known before. God is about to launch you into the unfamiliar. Somebody got that word. God is about to launch you into dimensions of dealings with him that you've never in your life experienced, in the name of Jesus Christ. Launch into the unknown. The disciples saw him standing, but they didn't know it was him. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food? Do you have any meat?" And they answered him, "No." Verse 6, everybody hold a neighbor's hands, and if you don't know your neighbor's name, introduce yourself. Get to know that name. I want you to call them by their names. Introduce yourself. Now call your neighbor by his or her name. Say, "Mr. David." Say, "Hear the word of the Lord." Now read that scripture to your neighbor. Want to go. And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find." Again. And you know they've experienced this before. Peter and his mates had gone out one night to fish, and they traversed through the whole sea. And the Bible said, in the morning, they were washing their nets because they caught nothing. They were washing their nets, and Jesus appeared and said, "Can I use your boat?" And after he used the boat, he said, "Put it a little into the sea so I can talk to the multitudes." You know, the sound waves can travel faster when he positions himself that way. So he was giving us the technology for loudspeaker, amplifying our voices. Said, "Let me use your boat." And when he was through, he turned to them and said, "Launch into the deep. Cast your net into the deep for a catch." And they did so. The Bible said their nets were what? Breaking. Watch this. That's the dimension. First dimension. Their nets were breaking because of the multitude of the sea. And their boats were sinking. They had to call their other friends to come and help them. And when they filled their boats were sinking. But this time around, Jesus was saying something different. When the Spirit of the Lord led me to this text, as I meditated on what he's going to be doing newly, new dimensions, so the next year won't be a repetition of this year, he said to me, "Could you notice the instruction I gave? This time around I said, cast the net on the right side." Specific instruction. Lift your two hands towards the heavens. Lift it up before the Lord. We've seen the mercy of the Lord. We've enjoyed the grace of God. We've seen the miracles of Jesus. Even when our miracles are against the law, he went against protocols and delivered it to us. We've seen the benevolence of the Lord. But the dimension we are about to see in 2025, God is giving you a revelation. You are spying into the next year. Lift your hands. The Lord is bringing us to the right side of things. The things that have not worked right. There are things that because of those things, the favors we received, the graces we received didn't last. Some of them started breaking out and leaking out. The Bible said in the first dimension, in the first encounter, their nets were breaking. Their nets were breaking. There are certain blessings and prosperity that the Lord brings into people's lives, and their capacity won't be able to handle it. After a while, they enjoy it for a moment, but after a while, it leaks out. It breaks out. Lingelunde sindelibra kataya. But in 2025, the oppressions of the spirit, and I speak forth through prophecy today, is that the Lord is bringing you and I to the right side of things. Things that didn't work right begins to work right. Things that didn't align right begins to align right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is a year dysfunctionalities will be buried forever. Cast your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Watch this. Sit down. So they cast. Now watch this. And now they were not able to draw it because of the multitude of fish. Now, this is the kind of net that normally when they cast, they will find some fish. Maybe 10, 20 fish. And that's the capacity of their net. But this time around, they couldn't draw it. Therefore, the disciples, verse 7, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. Hear me. The dimension of blessings that the Lord is ushering us into will no longer distract us or keep us away from going after the Lord. People are going to experience breakthroughs. People are going to experience open doors. People are going to experience favors. People are going to experience dimensions and leave it behind right there while it's happening and going after God in worship. People will receive news of great liftings, and while everybody is shouting, they will fall on their knees, forget about the news, and start breaking down in worship, focusing on God. A new dimension. But the other disciples came in a little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fish. Then, as soon as they came, or they had come to the land, they saw a fire and fish laid on it. And bread.
And Jesus said, bring me some of the fish which you have just caught. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to the land full of large fish. Not small fish, large. Somebody say large fish. Somebody say large fish. How many of you are ready to move from small to largeness? How many of you are ready to move from little to abundance? 153 of them. And although they were so many, look at the new dimension. The first dimension, when he revealed himself, they caught a multitude of fish and their net was breaking. This dimension, the net was not broken. God is ushering us into dimensions of prosperity that won't destroy our capacity, that won't shipwreck our faith. Their net was not broken. Lift your hands. Say, my net will not be broken. Lift your hands, declare it. Say, my faith will not be shipwrecked. My passion for God will not dry up. Say, my commitment to God, my service to Him and His kingdom will not lag behind because of the blessings I'm receiving. If you're the one the Lord is speaking to, shout your loudest, amen. Shout your loudest, amen. Now Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples there asked him, who are you? Now knowing it was the Lord. Another dimension of revelation of who he is. That people that have been with him for over 3 years, moving around with him, walking around with him, those who are familiar with him, they didn't have the boldness to ask him, who are you? How do you ask, who are you, from someone you've been with always? It must be he revealed himself in another dimension, a dimension you were not familiar with. So hear my prayer. Father, reveal the unfamiliar to me. I've known you. I've been a pastor for over 20 years. You've used me. I've walked with you. I've trusted you. And sometimes before someone starts up a message, I already know where he's going. Before someone calls up a scripture, I finish quoting it for him. I've known the familiar. But this is not all there is. For me to break into new heights, I must receive new dimensions of your revelations. Reveal yourself afresh and again. I want to tell you something about this new dimension in the text that we have in John chapter 21. Another dimension is that while Jesus was asking them, do you have meat? Do you have any food? He was busy fixing their breakfast. He asked for a need, but he was meeting the need himself. He asked them, do you have any food? By the time they dragged their fish to the shore and came to the shore, there was fish already cooking. He wasn't having raw fish. He was having cooked fish. Whatever God demands of you, whatever he's asking of you in this new dimension, is just a call into his prepared blessings. It's just an invitation. So please, don't let the burdens of the Lord frustrate you. Let the burdens of the Lord invite you.
When God is asking you for anything, remember he already has it cooking for you. He's only stirring you to take an action that will bring you to what he's already cooking. I hear the Lord say, tell my people, I'm cooking things that eye has not seen, things that ear has not heard, things that have not been imagined. Listen, I'm cooking something that no mind of man would be able to imagine it. And men won't believe it if they were told. They won't believe it. The only way they will believe it is that they will see it. God is cooking up something for us. My heart is ready. Is your heart ready? So watch out for the demands of the Lord. Watch out for the demands of the Lord. My son, fast today. My son, fast for 3 days. Take away entertainment. Take away this. Shut down on this and seek my face. Stay on the word. I want to talk to you. My son, I want you to fix your devotional life. I want you to start praying and giving me 1 hour every day. And do it the first thing. Do it when you are freshest. Don't make me an alternative. Don't make me a troubleshooter. Don't make me a last resort when things are not working. No, I want you to make me the Alpha and the Omega. That's who I am. So I want to begin with you. I want to end with you. So my son, my daughter, every morning appear before me. Keep your phone off. Keep your TVs off. Stay with me. Read your Bible. Hear me speak to you. I want to reveal myself to you. My son, build an altar. Raise an altar. This side of your life, I want you to submit it to me. Sacrifice this. Sacrifice that. Purify yourself in this. Flee from fornication. Flee from every sexual immorality. Flee from fraud. Flee from that which is vile. My son, purify your heart and purify yourselves. Watch out for the burdens of the Lord. Watch out for the burdens of the Lord. Watch out for the burdens of the Lord. My son, my daughter, take this and lay it before me as a sacrifice. Give it for the advancement of my work. Give it for the spread of the gospel. Give it to minister to others. I know it's heavy. I know you may not understand how it will all come about. Watch out for the burdens of the Lord. Watch out for the burdens of the Lord. Help me talk to 2 people by your side. Don't make it more than 2. And if you can, if you know their names, call their names and say, watch out for the burdens of the Lord. Hear me. For you to experience the dimensions of God you've never experienced before, you have to hear God in a way you've never heard him before. So verse 1 says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again. After these things, Jesus showed himself again. How does Jesus Christ reveal himself today? Is it through smoke? Is it in dreams? How does God reveal himself to every man today? 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. So when I begin to yearn for the revelations of God, what should I focus on? On what should my heart be fixed on? What should I focus on? On what should my heart be fixed on? Hold that neighbor by your side. Just one. Find the one that is here that is having an encounter with the Lord. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Hear the word of the Lord. Read that scripture and read it loud. Let him hear it and hear it well. One to go. I'm not hearing you. One more time. Somebody say with me, the Lord reveals himself to us, manifests himself to us by his word. You see, the reason this freshness came to me, I've read the scriptures for years. I've read the book of John countless times, cover to cover, chapter after chapter, verse after verse. And yet, in this moment, this word came fresh to me in dimensions I have not seen it before. It's because I gave attention to his word. I gave attention to his word. People kneel down and they pray, Father, hear me. Father, manifest yourself to me. Father, and they pray, and people can have all nights, and people can have corporate meetings, and they pray for hours, for weeks, and yet they are not having fresh revelations of God, because after the prayer, God now waits for them in the place of the word. Now, come to the waters. Let me show you myself. Come to the waters, let me quench your thirst. Come to the waters, let me refresh you. Come to the waters, let me reveal to you things you're not aware of. So people spend time praying. They spend time in desperation. They spend time crying. They spend time worshiping. And when they are true, they ignore the word. After you've prayed, get back to the word. You want to receive fresh dimensions of the revelations of God. Get back to the word. God reveals himself by the word. That's how he reveals himself. If there is a commitment we must make now, and if there is a habit we must cultivate, starting now, not waiting for next year, right now, is the habit to give our attention to God's word. To spend quality time in the word, reading our Bibles, studying our Bibles, meditating on the word of God, listening to the message of our pastor, and hearing it, and staying there, so that God can reveal himself by his word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Fast, please. Yes, sir. My son, give attention to my words. Hear the voice of the Spirit. How many of you are ready for new harvests and new dimensions? Let me see your hands. Look at the one prophetic insight. My son, give what? Because I will reveal myself by my words. Incline, position your ears to my sayings. Shut the noise out. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an idea. Everybody has an advice, a piece of advice. Everybody has something to say. But who has believed our report, says the Lord? It is those who believe the report of the Lord that his arm will be revealed to. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Incline your ears. Be attentive. Give me attention
Focus on me. Don't rush through the world so you go and face something else. No. Have a program. Discipline yourself. Rework on your schedules. Rehearse your routines again. Go back again and look at your routines and ask yourself, what has been stifling my time for God's work? What has been taking me away from the focus of God's work? Know what must be uprooted and give God quality time. Verse 21 said, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep your eyes on it. Focus on it. So in the morning, focus on it. In the afternoon, focus on it. In the night, focus on it. Day and night, meditate on it. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let my word gain ascendancy. Let my word take precedence. Let my word become priority. Let my word become your treasure. Go back to my word. Pastors, go back to the word. Leaders, go back to the word. Church workers, go back to the word. Believers, go back to the word. Seekers, go to the word. Go to the word. The Lord, a few months ago, started taking me through a study. And in that study, He was showing me a few things that once you do them, just very few things. There are very few. I won't tell you the number yet. It's not time for me to teach you that. A few of them. And it's embedded in His word. That once you get that one thing right, you prosper in everything else. One thing that affects the rest of your life, affects your health, affects everything, affects your finances, affects your level of excellence in life, in every field. Once you get it right in that one thing, everything else works out right. So He told me, He said, I want to save you the sorrow of chasing after many things. The frustration of trying to do too much and yet seeing little coming. I want to save you. He said, the secret is to know that one thing. Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. For the purpose of gifting those of us who are here today, love and melody is a day of sharing gifts. Let me give you one of them. It's called meditating on God's word. Not reading, meditating on God's word. Keep it in your heart. Once the word of God prospers in your heart, the word of God is the ultimate seed. You know what they call the master key? There is different keys for different doors, but there is this master key that can open every door. The word of God is the ultimate seed. There are different seeds that produce different harvests, but the word of God produces every harvest. Once the word of God for prosperity takes root in your heart, prosperity will show forth in your life. Once the word of God for divine health takes root in your heart, it will show forth. The word of God is the seed of God. What did I say? Everything God wants to do and everything God does, He does by His word. Only by His word. So, he who neglects the word, neglects God's mercies, neglects God's solution, neglects God's help. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 22. Hold that neighbor.
call him by his or her name. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Come on, shout it louder. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Right. Read it. 1, 2, go. Again. For they are alive. You see, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, talks about the word of God as the incorruptible seed. He said, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. So the seed with which God births things is his word. God's seed, the seed of a man is his sperm, but the seed of God is his word. When God wanted his son to become flesh, he sent an angel to a virgin. And the angel greeted that virgin and began to bring glad tidings and greetings from the Lord. And then the angel gave her the word. And then the virgin said, let it be done to your handmaiden according to your word. Bam! Jesus was. That's all. Everything God wants to bet in your life, he does through his word. Everything. There are things you may have to do yourself through your determination and hard work. But if it is God, and God is the one accomplishing that, he does it through his word. Through his word. The word of God is God's incorruptible seed. Say that with me. All of you, the gallery, shout it louder again. All of you everywhere, shout it loud. I'm not hearing you. It's God's incorruptible seed. And how many of you know that before you can bet something new, you have to first of all be impregnated with the new? How many of you know that? How many of you know that? Huh? I'm pregnant right now with Take Oka City Project. So when I stand, I don't just see those of you here in LCC. I see over 10,000 disciples. I see over 10,000 disciples. I didn't say over 10,000 members who attend church. I say over 10,000 disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm pregnant with it. You see, you may not see it when a woman conceives. Even the woman herself may not know when she conceives. But once a man's seed meets with a woman's egg, God's seed is his word. Our egg is our faith. Once God finds a believing heart and he can introduce his sperm, his word, into that believing heart, there is going to be a fertilization. Some women can even get up to 8 months and not know they are pregnant. I hope you know that. Are you aware? They won't even know they are pregnant. Some will have early signs. You see, a woman is already pregnant. 3 weeks, she's not aware. The symptoms are not there. Maybe a slight change, but her mind is not even going there. But the point is, she's pregnant. In some women, you see them 3 months after they are pregnant, unless you are a trained eye. Either very experienced in that matter, you won't tell. It has to take some very trained eyes to say, your body is changing. And every other person around there is watching and saying, change what? She looks the same. But yet, she's already carrying a destiny in her womb.
Somebody, this vision summit, hear me. The Lord moved me and said, make a demand of everybody that work with you, all your ministry team, everybody that follow you, everybody that is disciple. Said, make a demand that they be in vision summit. He said, this vision summit is unlike before. He said, I will be impregnating people. People are going to conceive what we must be bettered in 2025. Somebody didn't hear me. I said, people are going to conceive what must be bettered in 2025. That's where fresh revelations we meet with stirred up faith. The faith of men will be ready to receive a new dimension, a fresh revelation. God will be appearing again, manifesting again by his word. If you're believing it and receiving it, shout your loudest amen. You've got to know how the new comes. I've had seasons and phases of better news. I know this thing. And yet, I'm trembling. In all meekness, in all reverential fear, in trembling, I am humbling myself, because what God's about to do is something I've never known. I'm going to be closing this message by taking us to the book of Isaiah chapter 66. Verse 7. Please stand on your feet wherever you are. Shatai alabrahati. I'm not going back, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. Of things I made new, surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. How many of you are ready for the new? I'm not going back. I'm not staying with the old. The Lord brought us a word, the new harvest in IFPC. How many of you have embraced the new? Can I see your hands if you have? How many of you are embracing the new? Can I see your hands if you have? Now hold that neighbor by your side. Isaiah 66 verse 7. And call him by his or her name lovingly and say, Mr. David, say, hear the word of the Lord. Read to that neighbor, want to go. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered the child. What's that? That's the quote. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Now watch this, verse 8. Continue reading. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Stop. There is no one encounter that settles a man's life. There is one encounter that starts you on the way, but there is no one encounter that does it all. That's why 10 people can have the same encounter, and yet only one or two will end up fulfilling prophecy. The betting process is a process. Betting the new is not an event.
There is no wave of hands. There is no one prophecy and your life changes and is settled. No. There is one prophecy that will change the course of your life. That will change the trajectory of your life. The trajectory of your life. But the journey must be taken. The journey must be taken. Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? No. See the secret God is bringing us to. Please, this December, have two things side by side. Have the celebration. Please, wear the clothes. Please, eat the cookies. Please, celebrate. Celebrate. Have celebration on one side, but have reflection on the other side. Because you are ready to give birth to a new season. The new year can be the continuation of a calendar. Without the birthing of a new season, it's going to just be like there was evening and there was morning and then there is another day. It's just another calendar. And let me tell you, in different nations, it's not a new year. You've got to take your eyes away from the peripheral euphoria, excitement of a new year is coming, and get down. God wants to impregnate you. When people get to intercourse, they don't do it on the streets. When you are ready to be pregnant, when you are ready to hear God's word, it doesn't happen on the place of excitement, shouting. You've got to dress yourself down, uncover what has to be uncovered, and then you've got to get into the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the communion of the Holy Spirit. You've got to get him down in the spirit. You've got to get out of the outer court and move from there to the holy place, and then let the Lord take you by his word into the holiest of holies. There is a place where we dance the dance of the spirit. There is a place where we hear the words that can't be spoken in this age. There is a wisdom beyond the ages. There is a place of the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you play around too much, your life ends up as a joke. When you're all about vibes, your life ends in vain. Vanity. You must know the place of undressing. A place where you're naked and not ashamed. Where God meets you just the way you are. Where you let the word of God search the intents of your heart. Yes, I want wealth. But the Lord is searching you. Why do you want wealth? The Lord asked me a question. Why do you want the church to grow? And when he asked me, I broke down in tears. And I said, Lord, search my heart. Everywhere there is selfish ambition. Everywhere it's all about success. Everywhere is about my name and my fame. Everywhere, everywhere. Didn't you see how Jesus came to us? The Lord of glory, majesty himself, the King of all, came, born right in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. What does it tell you? He didn't come for fame or for praise. He came not to be served, but to serve. He came in meekness, lowly, hidden, no fanfare, nobody, no applause, right there in a manger, not in a palace, in a manger. He came. You've got to get there. When the Lord will rip your heart of the thirst for fame, the thirst for power, the thirst for money. Yes, until that happens, there has to be an undressing. There has to be an undressing. Why do you want power? Why do you want to be rich? Why do you want to get married? Why do you want to have children? The Bible said the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the hearts of men.
This heart is beat for you, precious Jesus. See the principle. For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth. What did I tell you at first? Be careful of the burdens of the Lord. The burdens of the Lord will lead you to labor. Not the labor and the toys of the flesh, the labor of the spirit. Another translation will say, as soon as Zion travails. A woman only gives birth when there is contraction and when there is a push. There is a push. No woman gives birth before labor comes. It gives birth after labor comes. You see, our new is on the other side of our travails. So, I'm sorry. Please, all of you, I love you all. My family, I love you. But I'm sorry. If at this moment you see me shouting with you, and if you see me telling you Merry Christmas, and you see me hugging you, it's for you. It's for you. But remember, as I'm doing that, I'm marking time. I'm only serving you. I don't want to pass my burden to you. I don't want to pass my travail. I want to maintain the celebration with you. But when you're done, I remove the Christmas caps. I forget the Christmas lights. I forget the parties. And I go again into my closet and begin to agonize. If you want something new, you must be taken to labor. Lift your hands everywhere. Say, Father, in the closing days of 2024, take me to labor. Take me to my travail. Take me to labor. I want to give birth to my new dimension. I'm tired of this old dimension. I'm tired of where I have been. I'm tired of this level of success. I'm tired of this level. I'm tired of this dimension. I know there is more. My heart is crying for more. My heart is desperate for more. Lord, lead me to my travail. To my labor. And don't get it wrong. That travail is not evil. God does not tempt anyone with evil. That travail is not sickness. That travail is not losses. No. That travail is the burden of the Lord. The word of God will come upon you. That will release a burden. That will release a burden. God will give you a vision. That will release a burden. You will get kata shakata. The Holy Ghost will lead you to a place where you begin to travail in your spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you're the person I want you to know, in the place of travail, everybody's not there. If it were a party, everybody would be there. If it was an event, everybody will be clapping for you. You don't need people to join you. This is you and alone with God. When you're having an intercourse, you don't invite your neighbors. You don't invite your neighbors. You don't invite your neighbors. This is just you and the Holy Ghost. You must get pregnant with something. And you must travail. The new must come forth. The new must break forth. The new must break forth. The new must break forth. I must get pregnant with something. And I must travail. As soon as Zion travailed, you pray until you lose your voice. You stay on the word until the appetite of the flesh dries up. Until addiction breaks off. Until dysfunctionalities are corrected.
this new year, cast the net on the right side. It's time to do things the right way. It's time. Things are going to happen the right way. Cast the net on the right side. Cast the net on the right side. Cast the net on the right side. There is a right side. I said there is a right side. Whatever has been leaking out, the blessings of God leaking out, the peace God gave you leaking out, your joy, everything that is breaking your net, everything that is breaking your net will be corrected, will be adjusted, will be regenerated in the name of Jesus. Hey. In Jesus' name, everywhere you're standing, I must confess that there was a tussle in my spirit, because this is not a message for the masses. The masses are outer court people. The only thing that interests them is what strokes their emotions and what tickles their fancy. They like vibes. That's the masses. The masses are outer court people. This is not a message for the masses. But the Lord prevailed in my heart and gave me this right word for somebody. I may be speaking to just one person. I may be speaking to just two people. But God doesn't save with many. What God wants to do in this service is to bet the Gideons he will use. He said to Gideon, I will save Israel from the hand of the Midianites, and I will deliver them, and I will use you as one man. As one man. This is the kind of encounter that bets Abraham. Abraham was one man and was alone, and God called him alone and yet made of him a great nation. There are people that Oka as a city will not remain the same because of today's service. I may not be talking to everybody, but imagine the service when God raised a David like me. When God can raise one man or one woman, I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is a season to become pregnant. Others can be baking the cakes, frying the chinchins. Others can be frying the chickens and stay there only. But you must know the travel of the Spirit. You must know to get into the inner place where you're impregnated and the burden of the Lord is released upon your spirit. You must be taken to the place of labor and to the place of travel. And nobody has to clap for me, and nobody has to applaud me, nobody has to see. Don't share the burden with anybody. Stay there, because when the Lord lights a candle, when the Lord lights a man in the closet, in the dark places, he will make him a light of the whole world. He will show you forth in the due season, at the proper time, at the appointed time. Stay there until you're lighted. Stay there until you receive a new revelation. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. So for those of you whose word is this word, hear verse 9. And if this word is your word, lift your hands. If it's not your word, keep your hands down. But if it's your word, lift your hands. Lift it high. Hear the promise of the Lord. And as sure as God is God, yes, this is the word that assures us that there will be a delivery of new dimensions, new harvests. There will be a delivery of new harvest and new dimensions come 2025. Read it and read it out loud. One to go. Shall I bring to the time of birth
and not cause delivery, says the Lord. Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb? You see the assurance? Pastor Blessed, you see the assurance? If you go into the inner room with him, he won't shut up your womb. Your womb will receive. Nobody under the sound of my voice whose heart is open to God today will finish this year without God impregnating your spirit. You won't go into 2025 confused. You won't go into 2025 still trying to see how you can make things work. You won't go into 2025 still trying to see, should it be this or should it not be this? Double-minded. There will be clarity because your spirit will be impregnated. Shall I, who caused delivery, shut up the womb? My womb will not be shut up. And shall I bring you to the time of death and not cause delivery? Shall I bring you to the time of death? Shall I take you through travail? Once you start traveling, something is about to break forth. Anyone that is close to me knows something is about to break forth. Anybody close to me knows that there is a travail of my spirit. When God gets you to traveling, something is about to happen. Shall I bring you to travail and not cause delivery? Once I speak and prophesy over you, hear me. Shout amen as if your life depends on it. And begin to praise God because you know it is done. Raise your hands everywhere. Whatever has shut up your womb, spiritually and physically, in the name of Jesus, is destroyed now. Lift your hands. Whatever planting, whatever orchestration of hell that stood as a hindrance to the light of God impregnating your spirit is uprooted from your life today. Lift your hands. In whatever way the devil has moved your heart out of alignment, to focus your heart on vain things, to focus your heart on worldly and worthless things, don't go after money, don't go after fame, don't go after power, don't go after immorality, don't go after lust, wherever, in whatever way, I command, let there be now a divine realignment. Lift your hands. Whatever the devil had done, secretly and openly, that had become the reason why every time God blesses you, your net keeps breaking. Every time God blesses you, your net keeps breaking. Your prosperity keeps leaking. Your blessing keeps leaking. Your peace keeps leaking. This time, you're happy. You're praising God. You're sharing testimony. After a few days, after a few weeks, after a few months, you're back in depression. Whatever the enemy had done to cause that in your
Hear me as I hear the Lord and I speak in His name. Ikalaya. This new dimension of the revelations of God, of the blessings of God in your life, the net will not break. Your faith will not fail. Your passion will not fade. Your fire will not fade. Your fire will not go down. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. And the Lord blessed them. And He said, be fruitful. Lift your hands. Today, in the name of the Lord God Almighty, in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and by the agency of His Spirit, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. Be fruitful! Let the womb of your spirit and the womb of your soul carry new revelations. Let it birth new dimensions. In the name of Jesus. Let it birth new harvests. In the name of Jesus. Let it birth new realms. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you are, those of you in the overflow, everywhere, raise your two hands. Come on, don't be lazy. This is a spiritual thing. Labradesha. Once I declare now, shout amen as if your life depends on it. And then begin to praise Him as if your life depends on it. Because when we receive, we water it with praise. Every seed must be watered. Every seed. That's why until the water breaks, the baby is not yet coming out. You must nurture the seed with water. Even the baby is surrounded with water. Until the water breaks, the baby is not ready. Make sure you have enough water. And when you praise, you release the rain. Lift your hands. May my God, my Lord, whom I serve, whose name I call, who has sent me, by whom and through the election of grace I stand today as an apostle, even to this house, today in the name of Jesus, I speak as His oracle. May my God and my Lord give you this year before it ends the now word, the right word, the fresh word, that new revelation. May He reveal Himself again to you. May He appear to you again. By His word, may He reveal Himself in new dimensions to you. Every word necessary to launch you into realms of glory, greater and greater glory, is yours now. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.